gross incompetence on the part of TransLink, and the question I put to the Minister yesterday was, does he really believe that TransLink is capable of organising intercity rail services? My opinion is not, and my belief is that just as in electricity and other things, we should have an all-Ireland body capable of ensuring that the rail network throughout the island of Ireland is fully utilised, particularly in terms of tourism. That's not happening. TransLink run suburban railways and do it very well, but clearly they were totally out of their depth in their estimates, or as the Minister said, guesstimates of what the cost would be.
Now, this was an estimation by TransLink, so if they were 1 or 2 million out, that would be understandable, but double, 20 million over, there has to be an explanation for this.
Well, that's incredible. It's also the second time in 2 years that they've botched this whole procurement process, and they have set back God knows how long a wonderful project, because that railway today is a success story because people backed it. And to be fair to the present minister, he put money into it where the previous minister, Conor Murphy of Sinn Féin, actually took the money out of the coffers. So, you know, he gets plaudits for that, but he is responsible for TransLink, who's a sub-government agency, and he needs to take stock of just how incompetent they are. We are now facing the kind of austerity measures that the Republic has had to face for years, and I'm extremely worried that this project will be in the long finger and we won't have the early service between Belfast and Derry that we need. And of course, that rail service also contributes to the economic prosperity of Donegal as well.
As you say there, there's no doubt this is going to delay the project, but what are we looking at here? Years?
Well, the Minister promised 2016, and he said there would be a slight delay. But quite frankly, I don't understand why the Minister sat in this from early summer when he first knew about it. And I just hope that, against hope, that, you know, there will be some kind of strenuous efforts made to redeem the project. You know, at the end of the day, it was people in the northwest kept that railway from being closed. And I know this morning there's outrage at what has happened over a period of time that has got us to this stage.